Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. It's time to let the Word of God strengthen and energize your faith against every attack of the enemy.
Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians 4:8, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8, in the Classic Amplified Bible, we read this yesterday. This is our key scripture. We are hedged in, pressed on every side, troubled and oppressed in every way, but not cramped or crushed. We suffer embarrassments, and we are perplexed and unable to find a way out, but not driven to despair. Wow.
That's a powerful scripture.
It is a very powerful scripture.
You know, the attack on your family, your health, your finances may be intense, but you will never be defeated.
Hallelujah.
Let's say that again. You will never be defeated, so why be afraid?
There you go. In Hebrews 13, verse 6 in the Classic Amplified, it says this. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me?
You know, that'd be a great scripture for you to personalize. We asked you yesterday to write down what we're about to share next. And if you didn't do it yesterday or you're just tuning in today, it's a good thing to do. Nobody can touch me. Or we would say nobody can touch you. Or you could say, personalize it. Nobody could touch Janice. Nobody can stop Carol. Nobody can stop Vincent. Nobody can defeat Ray. Nobody can defeat, I wish I could name everybody. I do. Yvette. Nobody can do anything to you because God's got your back.
Amen.
Nobody can do anything to Randy because God's got his back. Here are seven reasons. We're going to do a brief review first. Why we win and the enemy loses. Number one, your father wants you to be victorious. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. The enemy only has the ability to deceive, accuse, and tempt. That's it. Jesus took away the power of death, hell, and the grave when he made an open show of the devil. The Bible plainly states that Jesus disarmed Satan and all his demon hordes. How much easier this sounds when we realize Satan has no weapon that will work against us.
Because God is on our side.
That's it.
Number two, review, your Heavenly Father paid a heavy price to make you victorious. God sent Jesus, his only son, with the knowledge that his son would have to die for yours and my sins. In 1 John 4, verse 10 in the New Living Translation, it says, this is real love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. I don't know if we could ever imagine how much God loves us, because his willingness to send his only son for the forgiveness of our sins and to go through what Jesus went through, that should prove it all to us.
Number three, you have a tactical advantage in any and every battle. When you find yourself under attack, whether it's a natural or spiritual enemy, indecision can be costly. Even though you may not know the best strategy to employ at any given moment, God does. Hebrews 13:6, Classic Amplified. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. And you got to always remember, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Joshua 10:8, New Living Translation. Do not be afraid of them, the Lord said to Joshua, for I have given you victory over them. Not a single one of them will be able to stand up to you. You never have to face a battle alone. Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call.
Number four, God provides you with a safe house. God provides you with a safe house. In Proverbs 18:19, listen to this, take it to heart. Proverbs 18, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The consistently righteous man, upright and in right standing with God, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and strong. What is our strong tower? The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you are righteous. It says the consistently righteous man. Somebody's going to say, well, what if I'm just not consistently righteous? Look, and the blood of Jesus, when you ask forgiveness of your sins, makes you righteous. So you are a righteous person at all times. When we want to mentally decompress, my husband particularly, he loves to watch all these shows where the good guys win and the bad guys lose, and I kind of hang out with him. But when someone needs to escape from or testifies against the bad guys, they're often placed in what they call a safe house. The purpose of the safe house is to protect the good guys from the bad guys. That doesn't always seem to happen in that the bad guys find a way. But you know what? Not with God. It's nice to know that our Heavenly Father, the great I Am, wants us to be in a safe house away from the attacks of the enemy and the hordes of hell. I love Psalm 91:1 where it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And in the Amplified, it says, from whose power no foe can withstand. So you know you are safe. And like we said, there's a difference between God's safe house and the ones in the movies. In the make-believe world, you never want the enemy to know where you are because they could find that location and take you out. But when you're in God's safe house, the enemy, he may know where you are, but he can't do a thing about it because you are protected. And that's something to shout about.
Number five, you've already won the battle. It's in the script.
Hallelujah. And not the movie script.
That's it. In the book of Revelation, the one book that tells the end of the story. The Apostle John was given what we call inside information on what will take place. He also writes for us the key to overcome the enemy in every way that he could possibly come against us. Revelation 12:11, Classic Amplified Bible. And they have overcome, conquered him by the means of the blood of the Lamb. We were first born again. And by the utterance of their testimony, we only confess what God says, not what the devil wants us to say. For they did not love and cling to life. We have given up life as the world lives it, to live as the Lord instructs us to live in him, even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till it had to die for their witnessing. We have the confidence in knowing that our lives will one day take on total victory.
Hallelujah. Number six, you have been given authority over every trick of the enemy. Think of this. In Romans 8:37, it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I like that, more than. We're not just conquerors, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we decided to look up conquer in Strong's Concordance. It's a Greek word, G5245, and it means to be more than a conqueror, to gain a surpassing victory. Then we notice that conquer comes from the root word G3528, which is translated 24 out of 28 times as overcome. So it became obvious to us that in order to become a kingdom conqueror, you must first be a world overcomer. So what does the word have to say about being an overcomer? Well, we can begin with the example of David and Goliath. And we find that in 1 Samuel 17:9, and 1 Samuel, and this is today's New International Version of which we're quoting. It says, if he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us. Those are pretty bold words that David's speaking. But the scripture doesn't record whether King Saul knew that David was going to make such a bold statement. But we think that we can rest assured that David already knew the end from the beginning. He knew God was with him. He was not fighting this battle in his own strength. He knew in his heart that God would give him victory. And as you fight the good fight, you've got to know that God will give you the victory. Not only that, God expects you to win. He's going to provide a way for you to win because he gives you the total power and mastery over the devil through his power within you.
Number 7, always remember why God wants you to be victorious. Why does God want that? It's simple. He wants us to be busy about his business. God doesn't make you victorious and prosperous just for the purpose of raising your standard of living. He prospers you so that you can raise your standard of giving, thus creating more victories than you can ever possibly manage. Genesis 12:2. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The call of God can be a model. Well, the call of God, honey, on Abraham, that really could be a model for God's call to us.
That's right, because we're all his children, the children of Abraham.
Just as God promised to bless Abraham, he'll also bless us. Why does God desire to bless his people? So that he might become a blessing to others. 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Weren't there a lot of alls in there, honey?
There was.
I like it.
A little absolutes. No doubt, God wants each of us experiencing victory so that we can fund every good work and charitable donation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right, baby. Ephesians 3:20, Classic Amplified, contains more revelation about the 7th reason God wants us to be victorious. The verse says, now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above, all that we dare ask or think, here it comes, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You, me, us, we're all winners in the game of life. God has given us victory over every situation. We just need to walk in the word.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.